Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the reading from 1 Corinthians 15, Paul's great resurrection chapter. Sometimes seminary students, ready to get out into the world, worry about whether people will receive their message as relevant and vital to the lives of the listeners. In case you had any doubts about whether the message of Christ's resurrection is relevant and vital, I hope you noticed the reception that Teresa Caputo received in Fort Wayne on April 12th. Caputo is the Long Island medium, the woman with the puffed up hair and the real long nails who claims to have the ability to talk with the dead. Not only does she have her own TV show on TLC Network, but she has taken her show on the road to places like Fort Wayne, Fort Wayne's own Embassy Theater, where she packed the house, 2,500 people, at $40 to $90 a seat. You can do the math. Why? I would argue that Fort Wayne and many other places and many viewers of that show, why that is happening is specifically because the death of a loved one is a universally difficult experience. The Sunday Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, on the day following her appearance, gave personal stories of some of the people who attended that showing. Gloria Cook was hoping to hear from her son Tyler, who died 1 year earlier in a motocross accident at age 16. Kelsey Phillips and Courtney Latkins were hoping to be assured that their mother is watching over them as like a guardian angel. Beth Connor, whose mother died right after this past Christmas, misses talking with her each day and was hoping for some assurance. What's the common thread in this? Each of these persons wants desperately to be assured of the state, the present state of their loved one, that they are alive and at peace. I submit that the popularity of the Long Island medium is only the tip of the iceberg. There are very few people in this world who do not wonder about the state of their loved ones who die. This is also true in the first century Corinthian congregation. Paul assured this Corinthian congregation, and he assures all who hear his words today, that life in Jesus is not just about having hope while we get through this physical life before we die. It is that, but so much more. Why? Because Jesus has been raised, we can be certain about his promise that those who die trusting in him live with him, and most importantly, will be raised on the last day. Listen to the apostle himself once again. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. Rather than leaving people distraught about the state of those who have died in Christ, and then seeking a medium for some vague assurance, we continue in the path of the apostles, proclaiming a risen and living Lord Jesus Christ, who is the first fruits, not the only fruit, the first fruits of a great last day resurrection harvest. We have a much better and more certain message than the Long Island medium or any spiritual guru. Your loved ones who have died in Christ be they grandparents or friends, or for some of us, our parents, even a brother or sister, so many others. Those who have died in Christ are not dead. They are alive and present with their living Lord. And there is no safer place that they could be at this very moment than with Christ. And when we are united to Christ, we, you and I, are in communion with those saints who live with him. Jesus describes their life between physical death and resurrection as peaceful sleep. Remember what he said about Lazarus. We heard it in the gospel lesson just a few weeks ago. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. We have a much better and more certain message than the Long Island medium or any other spiritual guru. Those who live with Christ now will awaken in their glorified, resurrected flesh and blood body on the last day. The message of the Apostle Paul is Christ is the first fruits, not the only fruit. To see his resurrected body is to see our certain and sure future state, the certain and sure future state of everyone who dies in Christ. As certain as the fact that we share in Adam's sin and death is the certainty that we will share in the resurrection of Christ. Listen again to Paul. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. Yes, we have a much better and more certain message than the Long Island medium or any other spiritual guru. At Christ's coming on the last day, all who belong to Christ will be raised and death will be no more. The last enemy to be destroyed by Christ is, upon his return, is physical death. This future destruction of physical death is as certain as the past physical resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Then the vision seen in the book of Revelation will become reality. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Gloria Cook, Kelsey Phillips, Courtney Latkins, Beth Connor are real people in Fort Wayne struggling with the reality of death. And there are millions more feeling the sting of death agonizing over the state of loved ones. They don't need a medium. They need a shepherd who points them to the good shepherd who laid down his entire person for the redemption of the world and rose again victorious. You have a message that's relevant and vital for all people and for all time. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah and amen.